From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is being moved today to a rehabilitation hospital in Houston to continue her recovery from the gunshot wound to the head sustained during the shooting rampage in Tucson. An aide to Giffords, C.J. Karamarjan, says it's a milestone in Giffords' recovery.
We've gone in a period of less than 2 weeks from unbearable anguish to cautious optimism to moments of just joy. And today is one of those joyous days.
Karamarjan interviewed on CBS's The Early Show. Giffords will be treated at a facility considered one of the best in the world at rehabilitating brain injuries. Dr. Gerard Francisco is the hospital's chief medical officer.
We have specialty training in brain injury rehabilitation. So we are the physicians who will be responsible for reviewing all the medical data, in addition to performing a complete neurologic and physical examination.
Francisco says Giffords will stay at the hospital until she no longer needs 24-hour medical care. President Obama visits a General Electric plant in Schenectady, New York today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama will talk about ways to keep U.S. businesses competitive, a theme that's also likely to be prominent in next week's State of the Union address.
GE's Schenectady plant is a good backdrop for the president's competitiveness message. GE does business all over the world, including India, where CEO Jeffrey Immelt joined Mr. Obama on a trade mission late last year.
My first trip to India was 25 years ago. There was a shortage of electricity. I'm happy to say 25 years later, there's still a shortage of electricity. I view that as a business opportunity for GE.
Immelt says GE hopes to capitalize on India's big investment in electric infrastructure. That could mean more jobs for GE workers here at home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The president is naming Immelt to head the Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. He says the council's mission is to help generate ideas from the private sector to speed economic growth. U.S. immigration authorities have sent 27 Haitians with criminal records back to Haiti. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. They are the first deportations to Haiti since the earthquake last year.
The Department of Homeland Security says it has more than 300 Haitians in custody who have previously been convicted of crimes. DHS announced last month it would soon resume deportations, saying that option is preferable to releasing them back into the community here in the U.S. Haitians and their advocates are protesting the deportations and have filed a human rights complaint with the Organization of American States. They say returning people to Haiti while the country struggles with the aftermath of an earthquake, political instability, and a cholera epidemic is unconscionable. DHS says this will be the first in a series of deportations that will be done on a periodic basis. The Florida Immigrant Advocacy Center says when the 27 deportees arrived in Haiti, they were detained and jailed. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
This is NPR News. China's President Hu Jintao visits a school in Chicago this morning that has one of the largest Chinese language programs in the U.S. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley was instrumental in creating it after a visit to an elementary school in China, where he saw that all students spoke English proficiently. Daley hosted President Hu at a lavish dinner last evening, but some demonstrators in Chicago have been protesting China's human rights record. President Hu's visit to Chicago is focusing on strengthening economic ties with the city. At least 40 Chinese businesses now have operations in the Chicago area, and that number is growing. Internet search engine giant Google says its co-founder, Larry Page, will be taking over as chief executive, succeeding Eric Schmidt. The announcement came as Google reported profits that far exceeded analyst expectations. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on a shakeup at the top of another Silicon Valley firm, Hewlett Packard.
Four members of the current HP board said they would not stand for re-election, and five new board members have been named. One of them is Meg Whitman, who lost her gubernatorial bid in California. The shakeup at HP follows harsh criticism of the board for its handling of the forced resignation of then-CEO Mark Hurd. Hurd had been accused of sexual harassment and later challenged for irregularities in his expense reports. A shareholder lawsuit accuses the board of mismanagement for awarding Hurd a lucrative severance package. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
South Korean special forces have rescued 21 crew members who were being held captive on a freighter by Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea. Eight of the pirates were killed. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.
Support for